It had been 17 years. 17 long years since the queen had emerged from the surface. She knew she was queen. There was no doubt about it. She had burrowed down into the tree roots, and she knew she was bigger than all the other cicadas. She was their queen. She felt herself break through the surface of the dirt, frying herself free. She heard the song of her people. The mating song of the male cicada was ripe in the air. She was ready. This is what she was made for. Lay her eggs and then die, carrying on the tradition of all cicadas. Eyeing the first male cicada that crossed her path, oh, he was much too small. Looking around, she noticed they were all too small. Whatever should she do? Scenting the air and hearing the sound of bass pumping through her veins from the house nearby, she realized the house didn't look so big. Maybe because she was the queen of the cicadas, maybe that's why she had ascended to human size. She made her way towards the door, opening it with one of her many, many legs. The testosterone that was pouring from this house was as strong as the music. The bass thumping made her body ache with need. The humans in the house recoiled slightly, and she moved towards them, knowing she had to mate. One of the human males had its appendage out, and it looked so good. She leaned her mouth down and took the length of it into her mouth, sucking it expertly while the other males gathered round to watch. They had never seen a cicada this big, let alone one attached to a human's appendage. The feeling was intense, and the cicada, she couldn't get enough. They gathered round her, all looking at the creature that was before them. It was the biggest cicada they had ever seen, and it was just going to town on Jacob's dick. So hard and so deep into her mouth, he looked like he was gonna nut so quick. She couldn't communicate with them. She couldn't tell them what she needed. She felt them all, the lust pouring off them. And she opened her wings, moving them off to the side to have the males use them, using her legs to start to undo pants and pull out all of their appendages. Jerking them, sucking them, she was a mess of need. A need to just mate. The frenzy that she felt was contagious, pouring across all of the men in the house. They were needy. All of them taking turns, fucking her, letting her suck two at a time, and pounding her fucking hole. They wanted to fuck her more and more each planting their seed inside of her husk. She felt it. Every single one of them pounding into her. And it was glorious to be mated with so many men. She needed it. Needed it for hours on end. Pounding, fucking, breeding her. She was a mass of lust. All human males. Bring me. Use me. Yes. Feed me your seed. Two at a time. The taste. I must feed. Deep breath. Pound me. Shove your appendages two at a time inside me. I am a ball of lust. Keeping them hard with my feet. Feeling them push against my wings. I don't even know how many are here, and I just want more. I need more. I must be. I love it when they shove two in at a time. Hungry. Yes. Getting more. Oh, God. This is what it's like to live as a queen. More dick. Fuck me. The queen's need was overtaking the men. All they could do was just continue to pump their cocks into her, onto her, covering her, filling her up so much that their seed was overflowing all on the floor. She was full of cum down her throat, on her wings, every leg coated, so that it was just a mass of sexual energy. The whole room smelled of semen and lust and whatever it is that cicadas smell like. The men were entranced, almost as if they couldn't think for themselves. They just kept moving up to take their turn. Moving aside, two at a time inside her mouth, two at a time inside her cicada pussy. Oh, and it felt better than anything they'd ever felt. Having her rub her wings against your dick was like heaven. All of the men just moaning and groaning, no words being said except by the cicada queen, and they couldn't understand those. The orgy continued and continued into the night. Cicada Queen was nearing her time, nearing her fill, but it wasn't quite over yet. She knew she had to shed her husk and lay her eggs. But for now, she wanted more.
Oh.
Fuck me, humans. Give me every last drop. I need to breathe. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, feed me. Feed me more of your cum. Give it to me. Bound me. Fill me up. I need to be so full. You have no idea how many eggs I have to fertilize. I need them. Yes, human males. Always full of cum. Unlimited fucking supply. Oh, fuck. One part of me isn't covered. Oh, let me roll onto my back. Yes, yes. Please, all stand around me. Yes. Yes. Yes, stroke your appendages. Oh, make them engorged for me. I want every drop of your seed coating my entire body. I need it. Do it. Oh, do it. Here. Let me help. Let me use my legs. Come on me. Come on me. Cover me and come. I need to feel it, humans. Please. Please coat me in your seed. Please. Yes. Yes. Oh. One by one, they came on her form, coating her very body completely and utterly and totally in their seed. Not a spot on her wasn't dripping besides her eyes, her beady little eyes, just looking up at them, pleading for more and more and more. But she knew they had given her all that they could. She could feel it. The level of lust in the room going down. Some of them had passed out, fallen to the wayside, exhausted from all of the activities and the sex that had gone on in this room. Oh, she was finally sated. The last man splatted right across her wing, and she moaned loudly. She stood up, dripping cum all over the room. She walked for the door. Some of the men followed her, almost blindly, to watch what was going to happen. Dripping with cum, filled with seed, she climbed the biggest tree in the yard. They watched as the trail of cum from her climbing spread across the gigantic oak. She got to the top and found the strongest, largest branch she could. And she turned around and began to lay her eggs. Bigger eggs than they had ever seen from a cicada, popping out of her. One by one, attaching themselves to the limb of the tree, dragging it down, she just kept going, laying egg after egg after egg. Oh, it was glorious. She was moaning and howling into the night, her skin shedding, falling to the floor, covered in cum. The men watched. They watched in awe and horror, realizing they had taken part in this. She looked down from the tree with her beady eyes, seeming to have smiled at them, but they didn't understand her, not one bit. With one great loud noise, she fell from the branches, her carcass back down, feet up, covered in cum, eggs dripping out of her, dead in the frat boy's backyard.